Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Penguin Radio on this fine Tuesday afternoon. This is DJ Gaines with Fresh Take live Tuesdays 2 to 3 at radio.dominican.edu. Today, I will be talking about health and fitness and staying healthy in college. My three segments that I'm going to be talking to you about today are tips on avoiding junk food, eating healthy on a budget, and getting workouts in on a tight schedule. So my first segment that I have for you guys today is tips on avoiding junk food. Yes, this is a interesting topic. It's very hard to avoid junk food in college, but with the whole freshman 15 thing. But the freshman 15 is a myth. Actually, just as many people lose 15 pounds as they would gain 15 pounds, but I believe the average weight gain is around 8 pounds for a college student. But honestly, this weight gain can occur at any time in your life. People just seem to associate it with college. There are people out there who will gain weight after college or even in high school, and college could be your time where you actually really thin out and lose a lot of weight. But that's what I wanted to tackle first, is that the freshman 15 is a myth, and you can definitely combat that with these tips that I'm going to be giving for you for the next hour. So my number one tip right now, the cafeteria. I'm going to tackle the cafeteria with you guys. All right, grab my hand. We're going to walk through this. Just imagine Dominican's cafeteria right now, Calorega. All right, we're walking in. Number one, before you put anything on your plate, take a lap and check out everything in the cafeteria, what Calorega has to offer for you. I know in Calorega, they're always going to have pizza and french fries. They always have like some healthier options when you first walk in. It's usually some steamed vegetables, some sort of protein. They do have vegetarian options. I know they have a lot of tofu dishes. And then if you keep walking around, they sometimes have some sort of Hispanic option with its tostadas or carnitas and stuff. And then there's also a sub sandwich section and then the salad bar. So make sure you take a whole lap around before you put something on your plate, because I do this thing where I will walk up and the first thing I see, I will just scoop on my plate and I'll walk to the next and I'll go, shoot, I wanted that too. And I'm like, oh man, I kind of wanted that too. And I realize that my plate is just stacked with food that I don't really end up eating at the end because I didn't take the time to take a full lap before I started putting stuff on my plate. Second tip, when you're in the cafeteria, about those french fries and pizza. Yes, they are there every single day, lunch and dinner, but trust me, you're not going to want to resort to pizza and french fries every single day. It's so hard to just back away from that, but just put them down. Do not pick them up. And then the soda machine, the dreaded soda machine. Oh my goodness. Soda is just readily available during all meals of the day, but try and cut out sodas and juices. You do not want to drink your calories. I recommend bringing a refillable water bottle because, you know, save the environment. Yes. And they at Calorega, they actually do have a lot of different infused waters, and I think that's amazing. My favorites is the lemon infused water. Lemon helps with digestion. I also like the cucumber flavored water. It helps hydrate and flush out toxins. I think putting fruit in your water is an easy way to shake up and twist up your average water that you would be drinking every day. And just water, water, water. Bring it to class wherever you are. Just constantly be hydrating yourself. This is huge. It's great for your skin. It'll make you feel better. It also, a lot of the times you're not even hungry, you're just thirsty. So if you have water on you all the time, this is great. And then take advantage at your cafeteria to grab whole fruits. I know Calorega has whole fruits in the entrance, and they do say you can only grab one at a time, but I mean, if you could sneak a couple out, that'd be great, because it's great to have whole fruits on you as snacks. And when you're filling up your plate, make sure you start with fruits and vegetables first before your carbs. This way your plate will be mainly full with fruits and veggies, and then you'll have a smaller amount of carbs in the end. And make sure you put some proteins on there. Try to aim for the leaner meats like turkey and chicken, especially even when you're shopping or you're out and about eating. Try to focus on eating your proteins with leaner meats. Also, eating healthier becomes a habit. In the beginning, it'll start as, oh, I just want to eat healthy. I want to eat fruits and vegetables to be healthy. But after you do it for a while, you'll start to crave these fruits naturally. And so start now and your body will end up craving these healthier items later. And then also something, if you want to lose weight or be healthier in college, count how many calories you eat. I mean, not exactly to the T, but you want to eat less total calories than you need in a day. That's how you lose weight. So what I like to do is I like to Google, you can type in like, what's my calorie intake? And then you'll type in your height and your weight. And then you'll find out your daily calorie intake. And you want to make sure that you're eating less total calories than what that is. Or if you're working out, I would suggest eating how many calories you're supposed to eat. But if you work out, you'll be burning those calories. So the best way to lose weight, obviously, is to burn more calories. And then you take in. And then also breakfast. Breakfast is key. This is how you kickstart your metabolism. This is how you wake up in the morning. And thankfully, Calorega has a great breakfast. And so do not skip breakfast. This is going to help you later on because it sets your metabolism. You'll end up be snacking and just have a nice healthy breakfast in the morning, get some eggs. Or if you're too busy in the morning, I would pack some on-the-go meals. Or in my dorm, I have a magic bullet. You can make some protein shakes, some smoothies in the morning. My favorite protein shake to make is I do one frozen banana, I do a pinch of cinnamon, I do some vanilla almond milk, and I add in 2 scoops of almond butter. That is DJ Gaines' secret recipe right there for my protein shake. Also, pack some protein bars in your bag. You want to have a lot of these on-the-go meals, like I said. Not on-the-go meals, but more on-the-go snacks. Like I would put the whole fruits. That's a perfect example. Bananas, apples. Apples are amazing. Apples give you more caffeine in the morning, or just as much caffeine in the morning as a coffee would. And like, get some quality protein bars. I like Lara bars and Clif bars, but make sure when you're buying these protein bars, you want to make sure they have a decent amount of protein compared to their cholesterol, and you want to make sure they are low in sugar. A lot of protein bars nowadays actually are really high in sugar. And the next thing I want to talk about in this whole avoiding junk food is dorm food. So you want to keep about 90% of foods in your pantry and fridge to healthy items. This way, there's no possible way you could snack on junk food. And also, substitute foods are great. For me, pita chips and hummus, instead of that, I can just use some carrots and hummus. Greek yogurt for regular yogurt, that's an easy substitution. Egg whites for normal eggs. They do that at Calorega in the morning. You just ask them, hey, can I get egg whites in my scramble instead? Unsweetened foods compared to sweetened foods. I know this is kind of a big thing sometimes. Unsweetened applesauce does not taste as good as sweetened applesauce, but in the end, it'll cut out a lot of sugar for your daily intake. And then popcorn instead of chips. Not like microwavable popcorn, but you're going to want that. It does kind of taste cardboardy, but the popcorn that you buy, I buy a bag at Trader Joe's. It's lightly salted with a little bit of olive oil. That's key instead of chips. You'll feel a lot better too when you're snacking on popcorn than chips. It's a lot lighter. Also, meal prepping. This is could be kind of difficult in dorm life because you aren't available to all the kitchen appliances that you'd probably want. In my dorm, I have two mini fridges. I have a microwave and I have a blender, small blender, that'd be. So meal prepping, you want to start making your own food and stop with the processed food. I'm not going to lie, I do have some 40-cent microwavable burritos in my freezer and some pizzas and some easy macaroni and cheese. But those are for special occasions, you know, if you're super lazy. Try to make your own foods. And for meal prepping, you want to load up on some Tupperware and you want to make meals that you can make in bulk. So if you go to the store, you can stock up on rices and like microwavable rices. So you can distribute them out evenly in your Tupperwares. And I know when I go to Target, they sell great frozen vegetables like sweet potatoes, carrots, and the bag they use, you can throw it in the microwave and it steams them. So that's easy. You just microwave your rice, microwave your vegetables, throw it in a little container, and boom, you have a meal for the day. You want to make sure you prep your meals the night before. This is mainly for those people that, let's say, have classes during lunch or dinner hours. And breakfast is honestly an easier meal to make in your dorm. There's cereal. You can have cold cereal, hot cereal. Hot cereal is amazing because you can easily get some hot water if you have a microwave and cook up some oatmeal. Frozen berries, you can throw that on top. Frozen berries are really cheap. And then cold cereal, this is where it kind of gets a little sketchy in the healthy area. You want to make sure you're buying quality cold cereals. Yes, stay away from the sugary ones. Captain Crunch berries, I'm talking to you. You cannot eat those every single day. They're straight sugar. But if you want some every once in a while, that's okay too. But with cold cereals, you also want to make sure people have those in their pantry and you kind of stare at it all day long. And it ends up not being a breakfast food. It ends up more being a snack kind of food. And you don't want it to be something you snack on throughout the whole day. It should be a breakfast food. So keep that in mind when you are looking for breakfast. But like I said earlier, breakfast, definitely if you don't have an 8 a.m., go to Calorega. It's amazing. And also, when you eat good meals throughout the day, it'll help. You want to not eat too much before bed. I know that if I don't eat a lot during the day and at good times right before bed, I get so hungry. And then when I'm in my dorm, I don't have actual meals. And that's when I start snacking on chips, candy, crackers, just random crap. And you want to eat your last full meal about 2 to 3 hours before you're actually going to sleep. This will help with your digestion and you won't feel as bloated when you're laying in bed. And I know that's hard with some people's schedules, but if you can't eat 2 to 3 hours before bed, try to eat a lighter dinner and try to eat a heavier lunch. I really recommend that. It will help in the end. Or if you really, really can't even do that, at the least, make your dinner something even lighter, like an apple or a banana, but make sure you put on some protein on that. I like to put almond butter on my apples and on my bananas. It's a great way to get some protein in for your dinner. And right now, I'm actually going to go into my first break. This is you just listened to my first segment, which was tips on avoiding junk food. This is DJ Gaines Live Tuesdays afternoons from 2 to 3 at radio.dominican.edu. Sing.
As freedom, how can such a thing be fair? Won't you please come to Chicago for the help that we can bring? We can change the world. Rearrange the world. It's starting to get better.
Welcome back. This is DJ Gaines Live Tuesdays 2 to 3. And I'm about to roll into my second segment of this radio show. This radio show is all about fitness and health tips in college. My first segment, I talked about tips on avoiding junk food. I talked about avoiding junk food in the cafeteria. And I talked about avoiding junk food in your dorms and easier ways to get healthy food in your dorms. So this segment is eating healthy on a budget. So number one, stick to a grocery list when you go grocery shopping. Yes, I have fallen into that dark hole where you go into the grocery store and you're walking around and you didn't bring a list and you're like, ooh, what did I need? And then you end up buying quadruple what you should have bought in the first place. So before you go, write down a list of what you need. Also, keep, if you want, you need to write a budget down. And you can go online, look for coupons, or sometimes if you have the app for the store, I know Target has some apps where you can search your products and see what coupons are available at that time. You can even write out individually the price of each item you want to buy if you want to stick to a direct budget. Also, when you go grocery shopping, you're going to want to eat before grocery shopping. Nothing's worse than being hungry in the grocery store and you're looking around every aisle and you want to eat everything. This is when you start throwing random things in your cart that you don't even need, but you're just super hungry and it sounds good at the time. And then when you get back to your dorm, you end up having 20 bags to carry in when you only really needed 3, and you run out of pantry space and fridge space and you're just screwed. So eat before grocery shopping. Also, try, it's hard if you don't have a car to go grocery shopping by yourself, but I recommend going grocery shopping by yourself. This way you aren't tempted by your friends or roommates. I've had some friends when I go grocery shopping and they're like, hey, throw that in your cart too. You might want that later. Or, ooh, that sounds so good after practice. You should definitely get some of those. So you want to make sure you go by yourself. So it's your mind only, no temptations from your friends pressuring you into buying snacks for them to eat in your dorm later on. Just go by yourself. Also, when you're shopping and you want to be on a budget, try and shop for generic brands over name brands. Me, this is kind of hard for me, honestly, because I don't know why I have this mental just wall where I think name brands are always going to be better than generic brands, but I need to step back and to take my ego down a notch. I can eat generic brands. Generic brands can be, honestly, anywhere from $1 to $3 cheaper from whether it be cereals or vegetables or canned goods. So shop for generic brands over name brands. This will save you a lot of money in the long run. Also, I recommend buying in bulk or buying from Costco. This is could be hard with the space you have limited to you in your dorm. But if you and your roommate both want the same product, I would suggest going halves with them on a bulk product, because bulk products tend to be a lot cheaper. But at the same time, there are some items you want to look carefully where two smaller boxes could be cheaper than one large box. So you want to make sure you read everything carefully. But if you're going bulk, go to Costco. Costco has a lot of healthy options. They have a lot of great fresh produce. And I know they sell a lot of, I love their frozen berry section. They have great smoothie mixes. My favorite is the tropical fruit frozen mix. It has frozen pineapples, mangoes, papayas, and strawberries. And that's great to just throw in a blender with some apple juice or some coconut water. Easy smoothie, easy meal. Also, you're going to want to buy everything from one place. This might be kind of hard, but if you buy everything from one place, you'll be saving money on gas and you'll be saving time. Like I said, Costco is different because you're not going to want to buy everything in bulk from Costco. You're going to want to go to a Target or some smaller grocery store to buy stuff that is not in stock. And also, I know when you're in the checkout line and these annoying people who are checking you out are like, hey, get the customer card, 5% off. You know, you can sign up right now. It only takes 2 minutes. I've always bashed on them and been like, hey, I don't need that right now. But then I think about it and Target's the main store around here in San Rafael for me, for my student shopping. So if you go there every time, you might as well invest in one of these customer cards. They do hold sales for customer card holders only. Some cards might even give you cash back. They do offer discounts. I know a lot of the time they offer you a discount when you first sign up on your first transaction. So that's, if you have in mind a big grocery shopping trip you want to do, then I would recommend going and signing up for one of these cards. because you'll get 15% off on your first purchase or something along those lines. It takes probably not even a couple minutes and it's free. So they do nag all day long, but in the end, it is a great option, especially if you're one of those who stick to your one main grocery store. Also, here's a little tip. When food is on sale, the fresher stuff is in the back. Grocery store people like to put their items that are older in the front of the shelves so that you grab them and get them off the shelves now. So a little tip is you don't want to go back. You stick your hand through the 20 boxes and grab the last one. But fresher food tends to be in the back because they're trying to get the stuff in the front off the shelves quicker because it's older and they want to sell it. So they're trying to clear the shelves there. Also, organic versus regular food. There's a big debate on this that organic shopping is so much more expensive than regular food. But if you take a good look in the produce section, sometimes organic could be the same price as regular food. And I know that this is, especially when those fruits are in season, you can get good steals on organic food. And a lot of the time, that is honestly a huge myth. Organic versus regular. So take your time. When you go grocery shopping, don't be rushed, because this is when you forget stuff and this is when you waste gas to go back to the grocery store. Take your time. Also, when you're shopping, sit back after you have everything in your cart right before you're about to check out and go through a mental checklist or go through your actual grocery list that you wrote earlier and make sure you didn't throw in anything extra, or make sure you really, really need these items, especially if you're sticking to a strict budget for that week. Also, buying fruits and vegetables that are in season, I did say this earlier, they tend to be fresher and cheaper. But also, if you are in the dorm and you're worried about stuff spoiling too fast, frozen fruits and vegetables tend to be cheaper and are more nutrient dense. So if you get some frozen fruit, I like to buy frozen blueberries. They're easy to throw in your oatmeal, or the frozen tropical mix, like I said, from Costco, to put in smoothies. Also, frozen vegetables, like I said earlier, with the frozen sweet potatoes, frozen carrots, frozen peas. Those are all great to put in a little Tupperware, microwave with some brown rice, quinoa, and make a nice lunch for yourself. Also, drink the whole water thing. Drink tap water, but buy a Brita filter. This will save you so much money in the end. I know a lot of people who just buy the huge water, the 30 packs of Arrowhead water bottles from Costco, and it's in their dorm under their beds. But number one, those are all disposable water bottles. Come on, people. We need to save the environment. So I would recommend getting a refillable water bottle. The water bottles are so cheap nowadays. And then a Brita filter can cost anywhere from like $8 to $15, and they can filter out anywhere from 50 to 100 gallons of water. And so if you think about it that way, you're saving water bottles, and you are just reusing the tap water that's in your sink. It's so easy. We have one, and it fits. They make sizes that are smaller Brita filters that fit right in your fridge. I just fill it up with the sink water from the bathroom, and that's a great way to get fresh water that's cheap at all times and always on hand. And it helps reduce waste. Also, when you're shopping, with the whole reducing waste thing, I am telling you to eat healthy, and I'm trying to get you to get fresh foods, but fresh foods can go to waste. So when you're shopping, make sure you're gonna plan out your meals. And if you realize you're not gonna wanna eat a pound of sweet potatoes this week, opt for a smaller size. Fresh fruits and veggies can go to waste, and that is a big waste of money. I know for me, I have a problem with getting too many bananas in a bunch, and I'm like, oh, these are gonna totally ripen, and they're so green right now, I'll be able to eat these in like 3 weeks. But they ripen a lot faster than normal, especially because it's hot around here, and you end up wasting a lot of fresh fruits. And this is also going back to my tip in the cafeteria: try and grab as many whole fruits as you can from the cafeteria so that you don't have to buy these foods that could spoil a lot faster than normal. Also, invest in superfoods that are low in price. Some of my favorite superfoods that are pretty cheap are eggs, oatmeal. Oatmeal keeps you full a lot longer than cold cereal does, and it's really easy to make in the morning. I would opt for steel cut or old fashioned oats, because instant oatmeal is loaded with a lot of sugar and additives, and it doesn't keep you as full and satisfied for as long. Also, rice is really cheap and it goes well with almost everything. And I would opt for brown rice as well because it's not bleached. It doesn't have as many chemicals and what, it's not as processed. And it includes the entire grain of rice. And there's a lot of rice and bean recipes online that are easy that you can make in your dorm. Going along with the rice and beans, beans are really cheap and really good for you. I'd like to buy the canned beans. Honestly, some people like to eat them cold. I could eat them cold with a little spoon, but I like to get black beans and brown rice and put them together in a Tupperware. Boom, amazing meal. And you can even buy some tortillas, get some salsa and put it in your fridge and make little tacos with that. I mean, it might not be the most satisfying meal, beans, but it's really realistic as a college student to buy them canned, and because you can keep them for so much longer. Also, avocados are the fruit of the year, I believe. They can be really affordable during the spring. That's when they're in season. They aren't as good right now. Obviously, I just said they're not in season, but avocados are high in calories and they provide a lot of healthy fats for you and it powers your brain. So avocados, I like to put them on some toast. You can chop them up. Some of my friends just like to pit them, cut them in half, and eat them with a spoon if you drizzle some sea salt on there and some pepper. Also, peanut butter is a great staple to have in your dorm. Those jars, I feel, last forever. Peanut butter is high in calories, but the protein helps you stay full longer. And I would avoid peanut butter that has a lot of sugar and other ingredients in there. And instead, I would buy a peanut butter where you look at the ingredients and it's literally peanuts and salt as the ingredients. Or I also like almond butter. I think almond butter is a great alternative. It has a totally different taste than peanut butter if you're getting bored of that. It also, if you're looking at your peanut butters and your almond butters, they should kind of separate naturally when you're not using them, because that's natural. Separation is a natural process between oils. So if you get Skippy peanut butter and it's creamy all the time and you don't have to mix in weird juices and oils, that means that it's processed a lot more than the natural separation between organic peanut butters and almond butters. I said this earlier, apples are probably the best study snacks. They give you the same amount of energy as a cup of coffee would. And I love putting almond butter on my apples. And apples are so easy, so go-to. You can bring them anywhere. And for shopping cheap, I would say cut down on the meat. Meat products tend to be more expensive than fruits and vegetables. And if you still want protein, I would stick to beans, nuts, and eggs. Beans, nuts, and eggs are a lot cheaper than meats. I'm not saying, I myself am not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. I love meats. But especially if you have a meal plan, try and eat your meats at the cafeteria. It's also hard to store meat in your dorm. And if you, like I said, the protein thing, stick to your beans, your nuts, your eggs, your peanut butter. And then when you're buying stuff, check the unit price, but also how big the servings are, because when you want to make sure you're dishing out your meals proportionately. I know I end up wasting a lot if I don't look at the serving size, and I'll put way too much peanut butter or way too much of my protein and stuff in drinks. And you want to make sure you're looking at the serving sizes so you can help proportion out your meals better and you're not wasting. That's my big thing. That's a big no-no in college, is wasting food. This is how you burn money, and you're just throwing money in a fire because you buy so much food and it ends up just going to waste. So be very mindful when you're shopping of what meals you're going to be eating throughout the week. That goes back to, if you missed my first segment, that ties back into my meal prepping. You want to try and prep your meals out every night before you go to sleep. And then that relates back in with my grocery shopping thing. You want to write a list before you go. I think it's a great idea this is a lot of extra work, or maybe just a little bit of extra work, but if you have in mind if you want to plan out your breakfast, lunch, and dinners for the whole week, and this way make your grocery shopping list. I don't really tend to do this. I usually just write down the stuff that I want for that week, not with actual meals in mind. But then I realize when I get in my dorm and I want to make a meal, I'm like, shoot, I have all these separate components, but nothing really gels together. So I recommend having actual meals in mind. And also, when you're, another great easy option is to, when you're making vegetables and you want to do meal prepping for salads, I would go towards the darker greens, spinach, kale. And this is in the cafeteria. I know they have salad bars. They're great options, but they have all these toppings for you, and you don't want to go overboard on the cheese and the croutons and the bacon. There's a lot of high calorie add-ons that you can put in there. Also, the dressings. Yes, those creamy, thick dressings look so good to put on your salads, but trust me, they're really high in fat. And you want to try and stick to the thinner balsamic vinaigrettes. Some oil / vinegar mixes are great for dressing your salads. Also, desserts. I have a sweet tooth. I think a lot of people have a sweet tooth, but I think the best way to fill that craving is with fruits, or you can get dairy-free ice creams tend to be a lot healthier than the milk and in the actual ice cream. So like they have them in vegan sections in the frozen aisle. They do honestly taste the same. And with coconut ice cream, that is amazing if you love coconut. And also when you're shopping, you want to make sure you're getting, you know, the whole the food pyramid thing. You really want to rely on that. But for me, I like to take the emphasis off the carbs just as much, and I like to focus more on fruits and vegetables and protein. And every day when you make your meal, I know it's really weird to go think about stuff you did in kindergarten, but think about that little plate you had that was color coordinated to what, how much you should proportion your meal, how much protein should be on your plate, how many carbs, how many fruits and veggies and whatnot. Mentally make a little check note in your head every time you're eating and be like, hey, I have all my food groups in here. Funny story, the other day I actually met someone on the basketball team. I never talked to him before, but it was really random. I turned the corner and he's like, oh my gosh, look at your plate. It's perfectly proportioned. You have your full eggs with all the veggies in it. You have a nice big pile of watermelon and fruit, and you have a tiny little thing of carbs. And he's like, you're going places in life. And I thought that was so funny. It was just like the funniest, cutest little compliment. And just, I thought it was funny that someone actually recognized that I proportioned out my plate nicely. That was funny to me. And if you have problems trying to figure out what you want to eat, go online for a resource. There's so many resources online. If you don't want to eat healthy, you can Google healthy substitutions for everyday foods. And that is an easier way to slowly start incorporating healthier foods into your diet. Also, if you really do need help, there are resources on campus, or if you have friends that are really into fitness and health, have a talk with them. Sit down and see, like I said, with your university, see if they offer nutrition counseling services. And there's registered dietitian nutritionists out there who, that's their job. They get paid to help you be healthy. And they're the king of food and nutrition experts. They can help you get exactly what you want. Let's say you're low in iron. They'll help you find lots of protein, like meats and different ways to help get that iron in your system. That's their job. I'm not going to go into depth on that. I'm not a dietitianist, not a nutritionist, but if you have that resource available to you, I would recommend getting on that exactly. And I just want to go back and say this is all about not weight loss. It's about being healthy and being fitter. I'm not here to preach that you guys all need to lose weight. I know that's a common goal for people, though, who come into college. They do want to lose weight, or they want to maintain their weight. They don't want to gain. And I just want to let all of you people know out there who are listening, you're all beautiful no matter what shape, what size you are. I'm not here to tell you that you need to eat healthy, you need to be skinny. If you like to eat burgers and french fries and pizzas every day. You do that, drink soda all you want. But I'm just, this is my segment. This is my show today. And I'm just talking about being healthier and being fit. Also, you want to be prepared when you come to school. And it's such a change. You don't get those home-cooked meals every single day. So you want to, when I first got here, my food that I had, I bought in bulk. It's still sitting under my bed. I have probably 60 individual servings of instant rice, white rice, under my bed. And I have about 40 spicy ramens under my bed as well. And it's, my mom calls me every day. He's like, hey, have you been eating those ramens and that rice? And I'm like, no, I haven't even touched it. So when you buy in bulk, you want to make sure it's hard to buy in bulk sometimes because you don't crave that food after you eat it every single day for the past 2 weeks. So you want to, like I said earlier, the sharing bulk items with your roommates can come in clutch because bulk food is so cheap. Also, before you snack and you find yourself just being super bored and you want a snack, if you just soothe yourself with something else, try to solve that craving with something that's not food. Go out with your friends and food strains from boredom sometimes. Sometimes you're not even hungry and you just want to eat and eat and eat. Grab a friend and be like, hey, I feel like I'm so bored and all I want to do is eat right now. Can we go do something? Because, you know, when you're out and about, you don't even think about food sometimes. You can be out for 5 hours and not even be hungry. I mean, along those lines, I'm hungry a lot. But if you're out and about and actually doing stuff, it's a lot easier to not just sit in your dorm watching Netflix and thinking about food and being surrounded by food all the time. And also with this whole budgeting thing, going out to eat can be tricky. You don't want to go out to eat a lot. And going out to eat, the cheaper options are always fast food, but you want to stay away from fast food. It's the devil at times. Sometimes at like 2 a.m., you're going to want some fast food, and that's perfectly fine in my opinion. But going out to actual dinners, take a look at the menus and the whole protein meat thing. The meals at dinners that have protein as the main component to the dish are going to be a lot more expensive than dishes that have protein as a smaller amount, if you get what I'm saying. So if you're going out to dinner and it's just a large steak or a large salmon and it has a side of rice and a side of vegetables, that's going to be a lot more expensive than something that has, let's say, taco, like fish tacos, where it's smaller proportions of the protein and on the side they have rice and beans. So keep that in mind when you're going out to eat with friends. Also, you don't want to drink away your calories. That is where a lot of money tends to rack up to. I know people that with alcohol, people like to drink alcohol a lot, and that for me, sometimes that's like a burn, like you're burning your money away slowly and you're drinking all your calories that you could be eating great other meals with. So keep that in mind. You don't want to drink away your calories, and alcohol is so readily available, and it's can be cheap when you buy them at Costco and packs are like 40. I don't know if you drink beer, I don't know, but I would recommend drinking, I don't know, the lighter calorie options, or just trying to eliminate that from your daily routine. Water all the way, people. I'm going to keep preaching that until the day I die. And try, if you know you're going to be out for the whole night, try and eat a nice, healthy, balanced meal before you go out and party, because I know there's always after parties, people want to get those late night cravings. You drive by a Taco Bell and you see, oh man, they have this new munchie box meal. It's like $5 for everything you could imagine. No, try to eat a nice, big, healthy meal before you go out and party, or you go out with your friends or whatever you're doing, because late night cravings will be the death of you. And that's when you go through the drive-thrus with your friend, even if you're not in fast food, if you're with your friends and everyone's buying it, you're bound to get something. And if you're worried about becoming hungry, even if you eat a meal, try and pack some snacks with you. I mean, you might be kind of, don't feel lame if you're in a car and all your friends are eating Taco Bell quesadillas and tacos and burritos, and you're in the back snacking on some popcorn or some carrots or something random like that, or protein bar, you're gonna love yourself in the end for that. But so thank you for tuning into segment two. I talked to you today about how to eat healthy on a budget. And if you come back, segment three, I'm going to be discussing how to be fit or getting workouts in on a tight schedule. I understand that it's hard to get in a solid workout or get any sort of fitness in on a tight schedule with being college. So we're going to be talking about that. If you missed segment one, I talked about tips on avoiding junk food. But thank you for tuning in. This is DJ Gaines. You're listening live Tuesdays 2 to 3. This is Fresh Take. I'll be right back.
You're even with me when I'm all alone. The people stop and stare. They say that no one's there. Maybe we're better when we're on our own. 'Cause they don't know you like I know you. I know they don't. No, they don't. They won't love you like I love you. I know they won't. No, they won't. I'll take you anywhere.
Everybody, I'm back. This is DJ Gaines. You're listening to Fresh Take, live Tuesdays 2 to 3. So if you just tuned in, I talked about in segment 1 tips on avoiding junk food. And in segment 2, I talked about how to buy healthy foods on a budget. This show today is about healthy eating in college and how to be fit and get some workouts in during your tight schedule. So segment 3, getting workouts in on a tight schedule. I know it's really hard when you want to get 8 hours of sleep, you want to get some volunteer hours in, you want to eat 3 meals a day, you want to do this, 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 and there's only 24 hours in a day and you need to work out. I understand it's really hard, but just try and squeeze in 30 minutes a day to set aside. It does for cardio, I believe. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to go run 8 miles today. Shoot, I forgot to run my 8 miles. No, just go outside, walk, hike, get some friends, go hiking. I love to hike. This is an easy way to get cardio in without even thinking about it, because it's nice to get out there, enjoy nature, especially in the Bay. There's a fire trail right up here by Dominican. If you want to take advantage of that, get some friends, hike up to those little towers up there, climb on them, even though you're not supposed to. Make a good playlist when you're trying to run. I use Spotify personally. And Spotify offers a college discount for students. It's only $4.99 a month for premium. And this allows you to get all the music you want. Spotify also is interesting because they have little apps on there. And there's some that they get your heart rate and they know how fast you're bumping up and down when you're running. And they match songs to match the tempo of your run. So that's amazing if you're looking for some good cardio tunes, because I think music sets the tone for a good run. And for me, I have to walk around all of campus because I don't have a car, but I really recommend walking around campus as much as possible. And it can be hard when it's 100 degrees outside and you have to do a 20-minute walk, but Luckily for Dominican, it's a lot smaller campus. You don't have to go that far, but I really recommend walking around campus as much as possible. Or if you have a bike, I recommend biking to the stores around here that are a few miles away instead of hopping in a car. Also, it's better for the environment. Woohoo! And for girls, I know some girls are nervous to go into the gym because they have no idea what they're doing, and they just don't want to feel stupid when they get in there. Go in there. First of all, actually, step one, buy some cute workout clothes, because girl, if you feel cute when you're working out, you're going to have a better workout. You know what I'm saying? But when you get into the gym, find another girl that might also be confused at what she's doing. Or if you feel bold, go and find that girl that's lifting 300 pounds in the corner. Be friends with her. This is an easy way to make friends also. And what better way to make friends than overlifting or running? And when you make these friends, you'll have common interests, and if you exchange phone numbers, you can text them every day and be like, hey, let's go on a run today. And it's a lot easier to do workouts in pairs or in groups, I find. I find it a lot easier to cheat myself when I'm by myself working out. So I really recommend finding a friend that's on the same kind of schedule as you, and you can end up getting a workout in. Also, you want to set realistic goals for yourself for working out. I know a lot of people who come into they haven't come into college yet. They're just thinking, all right, I'm going to work out every single day for 2 hours a day or something ridiculous. Give yourself days off. You're not going to work out every single day. I promise you that, unless you're really into working out and you love that. But when you're starting out, just do something easy. Be like, 3 days a week in the gym lifting or doing some sort of circuit, and maybe 2 days of the week I'm going to go on a walk outside or a hike. Or just make sure you give yourself days off, because that's really important. You're going to get burnt out. I remember I got out of high school. I was like, this is my time to shine. I'm going into college. I'm going to be so fit going into college. And I remember the first week out of high school, I went to the gym every single day for a week. And then I just stopped for like 2 months. And I was so sad. So don't set those crazy goals for yourself. Just be realistic. But also at the same time, you do want to keep yourself on some sort of schedule. You don't want to just be going randomly 5 times 1 week, 1 time the next week. I think it's easy. You want to write your schedule down, and you can maybe even make a jar, reward yourself, be like, every time you go to the gym, put $1 in a jar. I don't know, something really random like that. At the end of the month, you look in the jar, oh my gosh, I have $30. It's a reward, pat yourself on the back. Anything to get some sort of incentive to get you to the gym. Also, why not work out? You get some crazy endorphins from working out. Especially, I like to work out in the mornings rather than night, because in the mornings, it helps wake you up. It just starts your day off well. Have a great meal, get a great workout in, get your sweat on, and you're set for the rest of the day. And if you get it in the morning, if you work out in the morning, it's out of the way for the rest of the day. Especially if you're busy people in the day, wake up early, do some small cardio, and you're set for the day. Also, if you're lazy and you don't want to go to the gym, or you have gym anxiety, you can do a lot of stuff in your dorm. I recommend doing little random workouts around the day, like along your day. Do calf raises while you're brushing your teeth, like 50 at a time. And then you can do squats before you're changing your clothes. This is funny. This is a fun fact for me. When I'm out and about with my friends and we're just hanging out, I like to do wall sit contests with them. 80% of the time I do lose, but it's still funny to see how long your friends can hold a wall sit for. And make sure you keep, by the way, if anyone challenges me in a wall sit contest, keep your knees at 90 degrees. I'll be watching. I'll be judging. But don't, like I said earlier, don't be scared to, if you don't know what you're doing at the gym. There's so many nice people out there that'll help you with what you're doing. And also have respect when you're at the gym. Like I said, if you are nervous, imagine how many other people are nervous if it's their first time to the gym, especially since this is still the beginning of the year and people are still haven't made it to the gym for the first time. So if you are that person who is experienced in the gym and you see someone kind of walking around, picking up weird weights, and they aren't doing their reps right, and you think they're going to pull a muscle or something, go out and help them, make some new friends. And you never know, you can make a really great friendship from working out in the gym. Also, sometimes you don't even have to work out and lift weights. It's easy in your room to do some circuits. I like to go on Pinterest. If you go on Pinterest, they have pins for everything. If you want to work on abs one day, just go on Pinterest and type in 15-minute abs or something random, or easy workouts to do in your dorm. I would invest also in a yoga mat. Those are great. They're really space efficient for your dorm. And with a yoga mat, if you go on YouTube, you can type in, there's a bunch of people on there, Blogilates. She does Pilates and stuff, and you just follow along to her videos. Some of them are 20 minutes long. It's great. Also, if you're into more Zumba-y stuff, there's a girl whose channel is Dance Fitness with Jessica. She does a lot of hip-hop dancing and Zumba. That's fun if you want to break a real sweat. Also, with physical working out, you want to do some mental strengthening, you know, you time, because stress can make you gain weight. Stress and anxiety is a huge factor in weight gain. So you want to de-stress, take some time to yourself. And I would recommend reading or meditating, writing in a journal, listening to some music, and then take advantage of your group classes in your universities. I know at Dominican University, we have great recreational sports. I actually went in and did some indoor badminton this last Sunday. If you are unsure about what sports are available, you can go on the Dominican Athletics website and click on the recreational sports, and they have the schedule out for the fall and for the, and they range from recreational running to indoor volleyball to spike ball, badminton. There's yoga classes, Zumba, strength training. There's all these different things. So if you want to get in with a group, I really recommend going in to Dominican on the website, finding the schedule. Some classes require you to sign up before, but I recommend just going in and seeing how many you can drop into, because it was actually fun the other day when I wasn't planning on playing badminton, but I came in from the pool and I was sitting in the gym, and me and my four friends, the badminton people, start setting up, and we actually had a great time. And it's fun. It's fun going out of your comfort zone and trying these new sports and clubs when you don't think you'd be interested in it, and you meet a lot of great people. Also, coming up, I'd like to give a quick shout out to DJ Beefcake. She's up next. She's live Tuesdays 3 to 4 with her show, Where's the Beef? Here she discusses some hot new current events, so I would tune in to that. I'd stay tuned in for another hour if you want to hear some great stuff. And like I said, I wanted to thank you all for coming in today and listening to my show. I'm live Tuesdays, 2 to 3. Today, my segment, I talk to you all about health and fitness, how to stay healthy in college. It's such a hard task to accomplish, I feel, with all of our busy schedules. And my main three segments that I did talk to you guys about today were tips on avoiding junk food, how to eat healthy on a budget, and lastly, I talked about how to get workouts in on a tight schedule. Thank you for tuning in on this fine Tuesday afternoon. This is DJ Gaines with Fresh Take, live Tuesdays 2 to 3 at radio.dominican.edu. I'll be wrong.